Today, man, we're at Black Pebble Beach today, man. We're at the 55th NAACP Image Awards.
Image Awards,
55th.
Wow. This is better than this.
Listen, this is Black excellence at its peak right here. You feel me? Man. Taking the truth. We had to take the show on the road. Y'all know exactly what it is. It's Taking the Truth. Let's get it.
Man, they say, what, all the smoke is up for an award?
All the smoke is up for award.
Okay.
Shout out to Conte Cartel. We got Cinnamon.
Man.
Our movie Cinnamon is up for an award.
Crackin', that's cracking.
Shout out to All the Smoke, they up for something.
If they got an Images Award. We need a cracking award for movies and TV,
ooh,
too.
Cracking awards?
We need a cracking awards for that, too.
Ooh, the cracking
awards. We need to
hold
our golf tournament, the cracking awards.
Cracking awards.
The cracking golf tournament.
The cracking golf tournament.
Hey, man, we need to jump on this.
Let's get it.
All right, first thing I want to ask you guys about the Nuggets. Monday night,
damn,
they had a 22-point deficit. They come back and get a win against Toronto. They're 9-1 in their last 10. The question I have for you guys, who do you think is the biggest threat to the Nuggets out west?
If I'm talking like
thinking?
This,
what you thinking?
Listen, straight up and down, I'm starting to see, like, I don't know if it's the wall, but in March, you usually go through a rough time in March, because March is a hard month to get through.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're going and you're flowing into momentum-wise.
But this is where you're supposed to be putting the gas pedal to the metal right now.
This
is where you lock in last 15 games, and you got to turn up. If you don't turn up right now, you ain't going to make no run.
Listen, I'm talking about getting through March.
Yeah, this is
March,
the turn up.
You always have that letdown in March, and then right before April get here, right before the NCAA start or get ready to turn off, boom, that last week of March is when teams really go into April with a bunch of momentum. So I'm expecting, like, the layoff and stuff, but, man, the Nuggets, man, they know out of
they
any team, they've hit the button. Out of any team that's playing right now, they know the urgency, and they look like they understand the urgency more than any other team.
You know what it looked like from them? It looked like, when I'm looking at all the other teams, everybody came out sprinting,
mm-hmm,
everybody coming out. They just looked like they knew how long the marathon was gonna be, and they gradually got better as the season went along.
Facts.
And now they peaking, right at the right time. Yeah. So all them teams are running under the radar. All this OKC, all this Pelicans, all this Minnesota. It looked like them teams is running out of gas.
I don't know.
And I mean Clippers. It looked like these teams is running out of gas.
Can you peak too early?
Yeah, you can peak too early.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now is where you need to be playing your best ball.
Oh,
so it just looked like Denver, they making a push for the playoffs. Joker looked like he's taking the lead on the MVP.
Mm.
And they look prime. But I'll tell you this about Denver. I'm not all the way sold. You know, I've been watching. I've been breaking them down. I've been studying them. Yeah, if they got to, everybody got to play well for them. They bench is light. They bench light. Who was that guy off the bench that they had last year? They had Jeff Green. They had, what's my boy name?
Yup, from went to Toronto, Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown was a big one.
They lacking depth right now. I'm noticing
so?
That. Yeah, well, because
I'm watching. Your boy in Kansas. You was talking about your boy in Kansas.
He's solid, but he
you talking about
this
your
is
boy,
first year. This is first year.
Reggie Jackson coming in there.
They not.
What's the South African kid? Watson comes in.
They're not consistent as Green and Bruce
and the
Brown.
The mother pieces, right?
Because when I look at the stat sheet every night, I'm seeing Joker 35, 12, and 12. I'm seeing Porter Jr. But I'm looking at, you know what I'm noticing? They all playing like 38 minutes.
But hit me out. That four that Denver has, Jamal Murray.
You know you're going to need some depth in the playoffs. You need at least one dude off the bench or two off the bench you can count on where one of them going to play well for you.
Listen,
you know that.
Listen to me. You can play Joker with four guys off the bench. Let him come out and bring in Jamal Murray, Porter Jr. I'm just talking about how you playing with it. I'm just talking about out of any team playing, they understand when to hit the button and when to.
Yeah, I'm dissecting it, though. I'm not
they're
all
doing
the way,
this right
I'm
now.
Not
they're sending
all the way. I like they can get through the regular season, but I don't know. I'm not
you mean
all the way sold because they depth.
Who's the most challenging to the throne then? Most scary.
So out west, the most challenging. I mean, watch out for New Orleans, bro. I keep saying this. They peaking right now, too. Ain't nobody talking about them. Zion playing his best basketball. Ain't nobody talking about them. I think they're going to be spoilers. I think they're going to be in the East. I think they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. I think they're going to find a way.
Pelicans?
That's what I'm taking. I'm taking Pelicans to end up in the Western Conference Finals.
Boy, you like
all they got to do is avoid Denver in the first round. If they can avoid Denver in the first round, I think they can get to the Western Conference Finals.
Damn.
That's a lot. Nobody's talking about them.
They balling. They keep moving up. They the one team that who was never really slipped into the play-in. They've been kind of consistent all year, and they've gotten better.
This spot right
they've
now.
They've been right there in the fifth spot with a chance to move up to four. They can catch the Clippers.
What's their record against 500, top 500 teams, y'all? What's their record? That's what we need to look up. We need to see what they look like against.
I think it's at least 500.
20-16 with teams above 500.
See, that's like 500.
That's great. That's great. If you're above 500 versus those teams, that's great. So watch out for them.
Just saying, seven games. Can you turn it on for seven games? Can you beat some of them, the first five teams?
I think this year.
Can you beat Phoenix?
I think this year,
dog. Can you beat the Clippers? Can you beat Minnesota? Can you beat?
Who got the most to prove? You think anybody got more to prove than Zion?
Champs, bro. Champs got most to prove.
They already proved it.
Nah.
Zion and Ingram got more to prove than anybody in the Western Conference. Because one, Zion had to show that he had to be healthy, which he's been healthy this year. Ingram trying to prove that he's one of the stars in this league. And I think they playing with an edge, and when they get to the playoffs, it's going to be a problem.
Do the Clippers have something to prove, though?
Absolutely. I don't know. I was sitting there letting them go, but yeah, the Clippers, bro. The Clippers are probably the team that's got all the question marks.
That's another team.
I don't know if I'm trusting the Pelicans in the seven game series. They're young like Minnesota. They're young like some of these other.
When you get one of them naive teams that don't know no better in the playoffs.
Like who?
They just not like the Pelicans. They don't know no better.
Right.
You know, it's like that fighter. They like, I'm not expected to do nothing.
Right,
out here
swinging.
They don't know no better. You know,
he like Francis.
Yeah.
Francis don't know.
Whereas another team, they got more pressure on them.
I hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying.
This season's been crazy in terms of 20 point comebacks. There's been 29 games this year where a team has come back from. 20-point comeback. I saw a stat the other day. In 05-06, that only happened five times. So this year's like kind of the most ever in terms of 20-point comebacks. What would you attribute that to? Why do you think the comebacks are happening so much this season with 20 points?
The fight. Usually when you have teams that get blown out, majority of your team had no fight. When you see teams that's coming back from 20, coming down from 15, coming down from 10, that's fight. That's the fight in the team. That's your leader talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody hit or get blown out by no 20. Motherfucker just practice 3-4 days to come in here, and then you. No, that's not the mindset. So, you know, when you see teams coming back, it's because somewhere in that team's DNA, their leaders or the ones that really, you know, because everybody care. But, man, your leaders be on another level when it comes to winning and losing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, when I see stuff like that, that means that not only is that team together, but that team has another level of fight in them.
I think the reason we're seeing so many comebacks, it's a combination of things, too.
High pace, up
yeah,
and down.
The pace is better.
It's greater, right. That's another.
The scoring is up.
So when you're
no
down
defense.
20, right. So when you're down 20 with all these,
you can get back in the game in 2 minutes.
Fact.
Like, you make two or three threes. If you're down 20, you make two or three threes, you right back in and you're down 12. Get a couple stops, get to the free throw line with the lack of defense, with the pace of the game. Mm. If you can say, listen, let's get three stops. If you score on them three stops, you never out of the game.
Right. With the game being so high pace,
where it's at. We played on teams where we might get 10 stops in a row.
Fact.
That ain't happening no more. Right. That ain't. We might shut you out the last 3 minutes. Right. That ain't happening no more.
That would destroy a team.
Yeah, like now, with the pace and play and the way the skilled shooters is, you could come back.
Facts. That's a good point. That's a great point.
You know, I mean, we're going to see a lot of records broken.
It's got to be your fight, too, though. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have them players to be able to do that. You know, when you see Golden State come back and Steph and Clay in that little zone, they in that little, you know, any team. You can pull out all the weapons of any team. You got to have that fight of wanting to come back, not just giving in. You know what I'm saying? That's a great point, though, Pete.
Yeah.
One big comeback you guys had that comes to mind is Orlando. And then you gave that famous speech, KG, the bar fight. Do you guys remember that game?
Yeah.
How much was down
there? You were down like around 30, I believe.
But it was down 30?
I'm going to be honest, yo.
Damn,
when you play certain teams and you know that they got a certain characteristic about them, a lot of them teams, man, it may look like however it looks from the fan perspective watching the game, but we as players, we know certain players would give in. We know certain players ain't that. We know certain players.
Right.
And that's what you really playing to. When we played Orlando, man, they was a tough team. They had a real deep team, but we also believe that they didn't believe. You know what I'm saying? Y'all having a good night tonight. It's going in. But you know what? As soon as y'all start getting some misses, you start seeing that doubt. And then here come the shit talker. And the shit talking actually takes the doubt to like 1,000. Because now, if I say, yeah, put it in your left hand, I'm gonna take that shit, and you actually switch up and go to your right hand, turn your back. Like, this is all gamesmanship, but when you coming back, you are not only fighting, because it's harder to come back when you're on the road, because you're tooth and nail, but you are all out, everybody into it, nobody in that hole, everybody that's on the team that's coming back is in it. You got 25 people on the road with you, with the equipment managers, the weightlifters, the nigga who give you Gatorade, everybody's in the security, everybody's in the huddle, straight up. And when you come back, it's fouls, some shit ref ain't calling, some shit ref letting go. That's why I said it was a bar fight, because we fought through calls, we fought through just coming back. You know
it's,
what I'm saying?
It's as simple as this. Bad teams always find ways to lose.
That's a saying in the league, actually.
They always find ways to lose.
It was a 27-point deficit. Just looked it up, and you guys won by 8 points in that game.
We had a game where we were down 2, 5 seconds to go, they in the bonus and their ball, and we won because it was a bad team.
And what y'all don't know.
Well, listen to what I said. We down 2, their ball, they're in the bonus with 5 seconds to go, and we won in regulation. So he throw it in, turnover, ball go up in the air, 3, ran out of there. Bad teams find a ways to lose.
And what you gotta know, man, is that we practiced that situations 1,000 times. So
being
in those
down.
Situations, we knew how to think, we knew, we'd be, Doc put us in those situations. Man, we would go to practice and we were in practice with game-ending situations. And we got tired of it and bored, and he switched it up. You're down 7 now with 10 minutes, how you gonna come? So in them situations, when you are built for it and you've been geared up to be prepared for those moments, bro, it's almost like bang bang. You're not even thinking, you're more reacting. Like, oh yeah, we did this. Remember when they don't know it, the other team, you know? So we had plays and we were actually built for that. I can say that.
Steph Curry has an ankle injury and Towns a meniscus tear. Mm. Both costly injuries for teams out west. Which injury?
My brother, you clean over there. Hey, man, hold on. Come on the camera real quick.
Look at this.
Hey, hold on. Keep the tape rolling. Look at this. Clean right here. Look at that.
Bro.
Clean. What's your name, man?
Carlton, bro.
What's up,
I'm
dog?
I'm from the city Inglewood, too, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
From the what? See what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Clean right here.
What's up?
By the way, we at the NAACP 55th.
Image Awards,
baby. Look at this. This is it.
Absolutely.
This is
it.
Watch out now. We tape it.
You clean, though.
I got you.
No doubt.
He cleaned them up.
So Towns has the meniscus tear. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Steph Curry historically has had a lot of ankle injuries. He's not playing Wednesday night. We don't know the status of him, but what do you feel like is the more costly injury between the two?
Towns meniscus or Steph Curry's ankle? Which is the bigger?
The bigger one has to be Towns, bro, because they've been in first place, second place all year long. They had expectations, championship aspirations. Golden State with a healthy Steph Curry, they still was a play-in team. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So it has to be Towns, bro. I mean, you go from a team that said, damn, they in the locker room like, we can win a championship, y'all. Every night, you know how that, we can win it. And now your second best player got to have surgery. It's like, it's like a cloud. It turns into a dark cloud to where it's just like, damn, it takes the air out of you. You know what I'm saying? When you lose the player, that kind of takes the air out of because all year we've been talking about we can do this. We can win. We up there with the best. Mm. And then he come down this late in the race, it take the air out of him, dog.
I say this. Even though he's hurt, I think Minnesota still has pieces that they can fulfill his slot. I'm not saying Naj Reid.
No, you talking about.
It's Cat. It's Cat.
They go from championship.
I got that.
Contender with him.
I got that. But you can still fulfill that role with a solid player. Steph Curry, it's only one of him. The way he plays, the way he moves, his whole game. I'm talking about his one piece within how they work, right? You take that one piece out, that whole thing is different.
Right.
So even though Minnesota lost a valuable piece to the whole makeup of how they got to number one, I still think that they got enough pieces in there that can stay sufficient and keep them afloat. And keep them, they're not finna drop.
They're not a team that wants to stay afloat, though.
Hear me out, though.
Okay.
So you got Cat, he leaves. So you can put Slow Mo or you can put Naj Reid in there, and together they'll make up for that, right? Steph Curry, bro, you see the movement? Man, he pass one way, come up the, bro, you don't have no one on your roster that feels that that when that's not there. I'm talking about when he goes out of the games. I'm talking about for when he's not, when he doesn't play. The fact that he got hurt, you don't have that one Steph Curry component. And what's that? What's that, Nate? 30 a night? They losing?
Yeah, right around 30 a night.
He's probably like, what, shit, 70% of their offense? If not more?
Yeah, 27 his points, usage. 5 assists.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. Like, you don't have nobody, no way. So, when you lost Cat, that's yeah, you're right. But, man, you can't replace Steph Curry and what he brings to that team. That's what I'm saying. And so, I think Steph Curry's the bigger one to the piece of you not replace versus stuff that you can actually put piece together and make up for what you in Minnesota. Because Minnesota's young.
All right, so let me ask you this. So, if you're on a team that got championship aspirations, I mean, not to say that Golden State don't. They probably feel like they
window
still open.
Let's be real. I'm talking about reality. Right?
I mean, but they are 9th, 10th seed reality. Right now with Steph.
Reality. Right.
With them. Oh, we playing well, but we still a 9th, 10th seed.
Got you. But take Steph Curry off that team. They're not even a 9th place team. You take Cat off this
Let's
team.
Let's go back to the old NBA. They not a playoff team.
No, we're not
Steph.
Playing. Not playing
if we go back just to the first 8 seeds.
I'm not doing that, though. I'm saying today. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about if you take Steph Curry off there, that whole thing looks different. You take Cat off of the Minnesota Timberwolves, you still got Najri, you still got Slow-Mo, you still got other pieces you can piece together and put in there, and they're still a 1-2 team is what I'm saying. You take Steph Curry off of fucking
I'm going to be more disappointed if I'm on Minnesota than Golden State because on Minnesota, we had championship.
And you still are.
Not without Cat. Listen, as good as we were taking when you
stop,
went down,
man, stop,
we was
man.
Good. We won 60, but we wasn't going to win it without
that.
You.
I'm not talking. We're
it's
not
the
talking.
Same thing.
Bro, you talking eggs?
It's the same thing.
You talking oranges thing. And eggs. That's a different mix, bro.
I mean, which one tastes better?
No, we ain't talking about taste. I'm talking about, Lord, you talking about me going out and then not having pieces. We were still a championship team just without me.
No, we wasn't a championship team without you, bro.
Bro, stop. We were.
We was a threat. And we got lucky, but we wasn't a championship team without you.
Bro, label it how you want to. I'm saying that. Okay, are we still this? I'm talking about this. You hear what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Steph Curry off of the Golden State Warriors, bro. No, that's not. You don't even have that same component doing that same thing. You know what? Cat went out. Man, you can bring Najri. He can hit threes. He can get to the bucket. Now, is he Cat? No, he's not that. But they still... They
they're
don't drop to the
good,
that,
no,
that's what I'm
drop.
Saying.
They're
that's
still a very
still
good team.
And a threat.
Yeah. Cushion too.
Bro, they gonna win some games, man. Nas Reed can get you 30 if you fucking around. That's what I'm saying. He can get you 10 rebounds. And you gotta play that motherfucker. Slow-mo. IQ motherfucker. Come in, do the little things. Bro, you already know when you lose or you go through an injury, man, the whole team shifts. And it goes into a balance. You may have to play a little more defense. Or Pete, you may have to come in here and get 7 rebounds because take it out. You know what I'm saying? That type shit. That's what I'm saying. But Minnesota is still a championship aspiring team. Nas Reed can come in here and substitute for Cat, and it would miss a little beat. Not much, though. That's all I'm saying. From a defensive standpoint, because defense is where they're making their mark at. They to the ball. They putting pressure on you. You like that. They on your ass. They getting stops. They take it serious. They took the makeup of their best player, so they play with fire. You know what I'm saying? Man, imagine if Steph Curry ain't on the Golden State Warriors. Maybe we ain't even watching that shit. Nobody watching shit.
One of the best defenses in the league to Ticket's point.
I'm just saying, take Steph Curry off the Golden State Warriors. Matter of fact, you remember the year he fucked his hand up?
Then it makes the playoffs.
Didn't nobody watch that shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What I will say, Ticket, is with Curry, his injury timeline is unclear right now, so he could come back in the next week or so, whereas we know with Towns, it's at least a month before
Listen
he's
to
re-evaluated.
Me, though. The question was, who had the bigger impact on the injury?
Yes, sir.
And I said Golden State. P said because of the championship aspiring of Minnesota that it was Towns. And my argument to that was that you have pieces to where their team it's not just a one-piece team. They got, man, you go through Minnesota shit, man, they got some fucking pieces in there. Man, we always talking about 7 or 8 pieces. Minnesota got a decent bench. They got a really good bench, to be honest. And this is when you need that depth for shit like this. You take Steph Curry off that shit, though? Bro, bro. They're not doing, and they're not getting that productivity like that from anybody on their team.
What about Chris Paul, though? He's come back recently. I'm just asking.
Stop. Okay. He doesn't have that motor to give you what Steph Curry's giving. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got that.
And so, right. So I'm saying that the impact on Steph Curry and what he brings to the Golden State is a lot more impactful from what Cat brings.
Yeah, okay.
But I agree with you, what you're saying. Just because you got, because guess what? Man, that window of championship, it ain't as open as, it ain't as big as you think it is. And it takes one, maybe two injuries to throw it all off, as we're seeing. So,
absolutely.
So guess what? Minnesota's going to get better, though. You know why? Because you're going to have some, she's going to have some guys that normally didn't get all this time that's going to get some time. And guess what? They're going to get better. Nas Reed, he's going to get better. He's going to win you some games. Remember that.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
I like that young fella. He good.
Kevin Durant in the month of March, 33-7. He's shooting 54%, 43% from three. I feel like KD's a player that we haven't talked about a lot this season. Where do you feel he is in terms of like all-time greats of NBA players?
KD right there with everybody, bro. KD the new wave. When you talk Bron, can't talk Bron and new wave without talking KD. He in that light, however you want to put it. You know, my biggest thing with KD right now is I think that the lift is just heavy for him. The other night I saw him, Devin Booker and Bradley Beal all had a chance to play together. They look unbelievable. They was all explosive. But it can't be a heavy lift for him, bro. I'm telling you. Like, I worry about his durability once you start getting in the later rounds. You know what I'm saying? Not so much the first round. He hasn't had no games off. He's been playing majority of the games this year, right?
37 minutes a night.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's heavy for him,
bro. Yeah, that's a lot.
And, you know, they haven't been full throttle, so he's had to carry that. Not worry about that durability going down in the later rounds of the playoffs.
I mean, one of the great scorers. But this is the thing. With me, with Kevin Durant, I put him, you know, at one point the best player of the league over LeBron when he was in Golden State. And so my expectations of him is a little higher. But what we don't do, I don't think we hold him a little accountable or at the same type of level like we do Bron. Like when Bron ain't playing well or his team is not playing well, we jump on him. We jump on the Lakers. But we never do that with Kevin Durant or Luka Doncic or some of these other guys.
It's hard.
If we expect these guys to be at this level and all-time greats, you know, a team that's led by KD has championship aspirations. And since he's left Golden State, we really haven't seen him on a contending team. I mean, he went to Brooklyn.
It's not his fault, though. That's what I'm saying. You're saying team.
Yeah.
We're talking KD individual.
Yeah,
he's doing his part. You can't really say that. That motherfucker's stats is always on point.
I mean, stats is always on point.
Always. That nigga don't.
No. But, you know, as far as impacting on winning, you know what I'm saying, or saying when KD's on her team, you're supposed to say we're the contender. But we look up, you know, maybe injuries did something in Brooklyn. Even right now, you know, Phoenix is like a number 7-6-7 seed.
Keep it 100, P. They had James Harden. They had Kyrie Irving, and they had Kevin Durant in Brooklyn.
And it could, and, you know, injuries.
That's what I'm saying.
Them.
It's not on him. Then the next year, it was just him and Kyrie. Then Kyrie, right? And then it was just him. He still showed up. Still delivered. Yeah. You can't put that type of pressure on him.
Why not? He's an all-time.
I got that. But what I'm saying is, he's delivering his part. The team, Lord. You said team, not individual. So on the team, he's doing his part. When you put him, Harden and Kyrie together, you're supposed to get something out of that. When you didn't, it's not on KD.
I think a
lot
of
same thing with him and Kyrie.
I think this year,
same thing with Phoenix. He's
year,
doing
Phoenix
his part.
It's really gonna say, you know, a lot, because when the trade happened, when they said we're getting Bill before the season started, everybody was like, I even said it. I was like, I got Phoenix going to the finals before the season even started.
I couldn't say that without seeing.
For
it,
me
though.
To look here with 15 games to go and Phoenix is treading on making the playoffs or the play-in, you know what?
That's about right.
That ain't right though.
So this is my beef.
As I saying, we don't hold KD at the higher
not
as the
that,
same
bro.
Standard
Listen,
as Bron.
They're not it, Lord. And the stats are telling you they're not it. You know how you're not it? Your fucking record says it. That's it. If y'all ain't been consistently in, if y'all ain't been three-manned up like it was built to be, and then y'all win at the West, then we would have a real set. But we can't make that assessment with these guys being in and out. They had 23 games. You can't make no assessment of anything with 23 nothing, bro. That's what I'm saying. So Phoenix is right where I think they will be. And you still ain't got a fucking point guard. Right. That's a major issue that nobody wants to address. That's a real fucking address, bro. You got two, you got three killers out here, and they all gotta figure out who bringing the ball up and fit. Nah. It's, you got niggas thinking when they just want to be out here gunning and reacting. Bro, they gonna have to figure out the point guard situation. And this ain't the East, P. That shit, this might be able to finagle when you was in the East. You can't do that shit in the West. The West got like
10 teams.
10 easy teams, Nate. That 2-3 weeks, man, you got a whole new shift. The bottom can be on top and the top can be on the bottom. You hear what I'm saying? That's my argument here. You know what I'm saying? KD gets held accountable, but it's hard to hold him accountable when he's being accountable for his own. Like, okay, y'all want me to show up, get y'all 30 a night? Okay, I'm gonna do that. Okay, y'all want me to play defense? It ain't really what I do. Okay, but you know what I do. Y'all know who I am, right? He hit you with that.
I mean, it's amazing that, you know, his consistency, though, at the age,
his
at
durability.
This age.
His durability. Yeah.
It's amazing, though, just to see him continue to do this. And, you know, I haven't really looked at the numbers. What is he, 35 right now?
He's 35, Lord.
And I don't know what
don't
his total
no
point. Yeah, he missed a lot of time. But he would have been one that would have been close to getting 40,000, too, if he never got hurt.
KD going to play, Lord. Let me say something to you. That 2 years helped him.
He going to play into 42. No, he going to play into his
40s. You know what he can do? He's a walking bucket.
Yeah.
When KD put one leg out the car, that's a bucket. Yeah. The other leg comes out of two butts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As soon as he get out the car, walking fucking
right,
bucket.
Right.
Shout out to KD, man. Still doing it, man. Because at 35, bro, it ain't no joke.
Right.
Still doing
devastating
it.
Injury with him, too, and he's come straight back up. From with straight the Achilles, up. Which, yeah, which should be noted up. And is very impressive.
Come on, KD. Straight up.
Next thing I want to ask you guys about.
Easy sniper.
I saw a report about a first of its kind men's college basketball tournament called the Players Era.
Yeah, I saw that.
$2 million in name, image, likeness deals to participating teams. So it's going to start in Vegas in fall of 24. 8 teams just showing up, you get $1 million. If you win, you get another $1 million. And all the hotels, travel, food, all that stuff is taken care of.
So what do you?
Yeah, for college. So what do you guys think of a tournament like this, similar to the in-season tournament in the NBA, where there was a prize pool and all that stuff?
I think it's great for NIL, man. College is upside down, man. They need all the I ain't gonna call it gimmicky press, but they need all the new innovative ideas of 225 and on. You know what I'm saying? I think the NIL came in and changed the whole concept of how we look at college now.
You think it's good or bad for college? Or you know, what you think, though? Like, is this good for kids getting this type of money in college? Is it keeping kids in school longer? Is it making the competition better or worse?
So,
you know, it's a lot of factors that go into getting this type of money and as a college student, because I'm thinking, like, shit, if I had got me a couple racks or $10,000 in college, I would have been popping. Popping. $10,000 in college ticket, I was working on like $100 a week.
Still popping. Still popping. You
man,
know what I'm saying?
If I had 10 racks, I would have had me a whip. Shoot. It would have been a shoe. I would have went on a couple dates.
So I look at it like this.
Applebee's, come on, baby, let's go to Applebee's.
So I'm saying, I look at it like this. All the years of whatever y'all did in college and the whatever, right? You gotta know that now we're in a sense of it's taking its own legs, right? NIL is great for young kids being able to take advantage and tap into a value that they have early on in your life. That's dope, right?
Yeah, for real.
It's when you become uncoachable. It's when you have ego. It's when you don't want to grow no more as a player and have cut off and don't want to actually grow no more from hearing. It's when you cut all of the growth off of yourself only to hinder yourself under the means of a high school or a collegiate.
Yeah.
Knowing that you got a whole professional level in front of you, you got a whole professional growth in front of you. That's the only reason I think NIL is bad. If NIL can create worth for young kids early on, I'm all for that.
Yeah, for real.
But that kid has to stay humble. That kid has to stay hungry. That kid has to still stay focused and know that that's not the end result. That's not the end goal. The end goal is to get to a professional and to live a professional lifestyle. And I'm watching just these NIL kids now just early on, tap out early.
That's
and,
what I'm
and,
saying.
And become like something else, and it's more ego than anything. It's more, it seems like it ain't about the sport. It ain't about the love mm-hmm. or what you started as. It's actually transcending and going into another thing of, I got this young ego monster that wants a bunch of attention, and now it's getting gimmicky, versus you strapping up, coming in here, working on your craft, getting better, and then walking out of here. And this is how you're thinking every day, and this is what you're thinking every day. You know the journey? Mm-hmm. On the way to the journey, bro, you gotta have a bunch of love, and you gotta have a bunch of want, man, because you're gonna hit enough potholes, you're gonna hit enough hurdles that it's gonna rattle that love. So that love
I see this tournament happening, may grow the NCAA tournament.
I say this tournament.
They're gonna have to put more teams in NCAA tournament.
Not even that, but think about this. This is gonna grow enterprise. Think how many companies are gonna join this pool of hotels, gonna join this pool of restaurants, gonna join this pool of business.
Yeah.
Streaming, yeah. Betting. Think about all that's in here. You hear what I'm saying? Merch. You understand? Like I see the pool that's being created. I'm mm-hmm. seeing it. Cause streaming's gonna take it to where now, if I don't wanna show up, I can still watch it on the couch.
Right.
And in my own confines of where I'm at. So this is gonna change the concept of the business of college and of sports. That's what this is. This is the new wave. You remember when we saw overtime and how we respond to overtime? Like, what the fuck is that? That's what this is. This is the new right here.
Do you like the concept of during the season a tournament happens, similar to the in-season tournament, Champions League in soccer? Do you like that? Do you like that formula?
Well, there's always tournaments anyway.
But it's in the middle of the season that doesn't count towards the regular season.
It do count. Guess what? Especially when you get paid for it. Especially when you get paid for it, baby.
I mean, college teams used to play in-season tournaments. It do count. Why don't it count?
All of it counts.
It all counts.
The fan doesn't think it counts. The player is training for it. You understand? Hell yeah. So when y'all say, oh, LeBron, y'all won it? Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you the new wave. The Euro League format and structure is the new wave of how everything is. You know why? Because soccer showed the R&D that you can have a regular season, then you can throw a whole season in here of a whole nother joint in it. And they can actually, listen, the Euro Cup is bigger than your conference cup. If you're in the EPL and you're playing, and say you're in the soccer league, you got the EPL, you got the Spanish league, you got the German league, bro, all that shit is cool. Man, once you hit, goddamn Euro League, you ain't giving a fuck about that. Man, you can win Euro League and you miss out on your shit. Now, I know in the EPL, it's Liverpool, it's Chelsea, all the Arsenals and all that shit. But once you hit the Euro League and you in June, shit, all that went out the window. You know what I'm saying? That formula is going to be implemented more than you know. And it's because of the money that's flowing through those mm-hmm. things.
No doubt. Who's cracking, guys?
Ooh, who's cracking?
Who's cracking?
Who's cracking?
Man,
I had this. You know what I'm gonna start doing? I'm gonna start showing you my cracking list. I'm gonna start putting my list.
Let me look at the teams first.
Kobe White is cracking.
Kobe White is cracking. He's been cracking though. He's leading the cracking league.
Yeah,
he's been on the cracking.
He's first team all cracking, right?
He's cracking though.
And the
he's
crazy cracking, thing about cracking. It, he might not make it most improved.
That's crazy. Who you got most improved on?
Man, you got Sagan over in Houston.
Shangun.
He cracking.
Who's cracking?
Who?
You don't really say, man, listen. That kid from Golden State.
Jalen Green is Ojemski? Cracking.
That left-hand kid from Golden State that played a five. He yam your ass. He just threw Wimby in.
Hey, look.
What's his name?
Trace Jackson.
From Indiana.
That's Del Davis' son, Trace Jackson.
Huh?
Del Davis' son.
What?
Yeah.
That don't surprise me. That don't surprise me. Dale Davis, shout out to Dale Davis, man. One of the real ones, boy. Ooh.
That dunk on Wemby was pretty nice.
Man, that was nasty. He cracking.
And you know what's crazy? Oh, your boy in Minnesota, he cracking. What's his name? Nas Reed is cracking. He cracking.
That's what I told you. He had 30 the other night. He was on my cracking
league. He's going to get more runs.
Nas Reed can start in this league. That's what I'm saying to you. He cracking.
Yeah, he cracking.
Bro, let me ask you something, man. Why the kid, our homie in Cleveland ain't playing?
Who?
What's the kid I like in Cleveland?
Caris LeVert?
You like a few. Evan Mobley?
They be sending him to the G League and he can play, man.
Imani Banks.
Man. Wait. Man, free Imani Banks, man. Straight up, man. Free Imani.
He played in the NCAA.
Imani Banks, man. This motherfucker's a walking bucket. He can't get on the goddamn court,
in the NBA games this year?
Man, I don't know what's going on. I guess they're making him go through it. You know, young fella, this is what you got to go through. Go through it. Take your licks, a young fella, and you get out there, let it hang out.
Yeah.
You hear me? Don't waste nothing. You know what I'm saying? Empty the whole joint. You hear me? Straight up. He cracking. I want to see more of him, man. Straight
let's
up.
Let's move to some game picks.
Let's get to some game picks of the week.
Let's get it.
P.
Hold on, I cracked.
P, 4-0.
4-0. See, we must
We're
be winding
up.
Down.
Tied
we must
up.
Be winding down to the playoffs.
It's tied up 34-21 hey, for both of y'all.
Actually, every week.
We must be winding down
be
to the playoffs.
I got to be Superman every week. Damn.
It's just like saying the football season. When I down the stretch, I just start getting them wins. You guys both
have great winning records, though, so that's a good thing. First game I want to ask you about Saturday.
Very positive, Nate. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. You guys are winning money. That's what we should be worried about.
Straight up. Let's get it.
Warriors at Lakers, ABC game. Who do we got?
Warriors at Lakers?
Yes, sir.
Listen, is Steph Curry out?
We don't know yet. He's going to get reevaluated today, and then we'll know
Curry,
that.
Steph Curry, it don't even matter. We in L.A.?
I'm going to take a shocker in Golden State. I'm gonna take Golden State.
They need the win.
He just want to be difficult in the conversation.
This is a big game. This is a big game because they gotta beat the Lakers.
Can they beat the Lakers without Steph Curry?
Yeah, they just beat San Antonio. With Wimby getting 27-12.
So the Wimby. So San Antonio is the Lakers?
No, they're not the Lakers. But I don't know who the Lakers are. Sometimes, you know, they'll beat Milwaukee. You know, they'll beat a good team, then lose to a team they're supposed to beat. So you know. That's just how they season been. Why you think they the 9th, 10th slot, bro?
Hey, what y'all saying, production? No. Pinness?
Mark
we're gonna
it. Mark this.
We're going to mark this. We're going to come back to this.
We will.
Man, Steph Curry, man, he played, man. They had LeBron in the Lakers.
why? They better not let Golden State win. Watch.
I got the Lakers, man. I don't think Golden State can beat them without, you know what I'm saying, especially.
We don't know if Steph playing, so I think he's playing.
Don't matter if he's playing or not.
I think
he's
playing.
I'm going to take the Lakers. He never plays well in crypto.
All right, we're going to see.
All right, next game, Knicks going to Sacramento to face the Kings.
I don't even know who the Kings are sometimes. But I'm not rolling with the Knicks, so I'm going Sac.
So listen, another thing we're going to start doing classic P, man. This is classic P right here.
That's a truth.
That's a classic P right there. I can't even. Man, what? You don't know who on the Kings, but you don't fuck with the Knicks.
So I'm going with the Kings.
I thought you said the Knicks was cracking.
I'm not rolling.
Man, it's hard to beat the Kings at home, man.
They got too many injuries. I mean, yeah. I know OG
I'm
coming
go
back.
I'm going to go Kings, too. It's hard. Yeah, I'm going to go Kings. When is Randall back, man? Any timetable on that?
Let me check that real quick. It was a couple of weeks, but we could have an update here.
Because the Knicks need to get their team back, like, now and then start, you know? Like, shit, this shit ain't forever.
Last week, you took a light contact practice, scheduled to come back, sometime at the end of this month.
Okay.
I can see him coming back the first week of April, and then them trying to
ramp up for 2 weeks.
Ramp up and have some momentum, yeah.
I like that. All right, let's go to Sunday.
Sunday!
Suns going into Milwaukee to face the Bucks. ABC get on.
ABC get on, boy. You got the Suns going into Milwaukee. Who you got?
I'm taking the Suns. I like what I've been seeing when they all healthy.
And guess what? We get to see them healthy. Yeah. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, they healthy. I don't know. The Bucks. They lose to the Lakers with no LeBron. I don't know sometimes who they are. They came out of the All-Star break playing well. Phoenix right now, when they healthy, Bill out there, they a different team. And I don't really think that's a good matchup for Milwaukee, even though
really?
I don't think that's a good matchup for them. I don't. Mm. They gotta match up with their wings. Milwaukee don't really got no wing play. Because if Middleton ain't healthy, they don't have no real athleticism at the wing. Mm. And Phoenix is all wings. So I think Phoenix going to get this.
I got Milwaukee at home, man. I think Milwaukee, man, goes from beating the Clippers and then losing to the Lakers. And then
I don't know.
I get it. But at home, you got to, at some point, they've been playing well. And I just don't think that you falling off the Lakers or getting beat by the Lakers knocks you off anything. I think that, I don't know. I'm taking the Bucks in this.
All right, and then lastly, we got the Nuggets going into Dallas to face the Mavericks.
Nuggets. Don't even ask me nothing. Nuggets.
The Nuggets Bitcoin?
Nuggets.
The Nuggets up right nuggets. Now? The Nuggets up right now?
Chicken Nuggets.
The Nuggets up.
35-piece Nuggets. Just I ain't hearing that. Nothing. I ain't hearing nothing.
I'm going to take the Mavericks. Nuggets. On. You see what Luka doing?
And then you see what Joker doing?
You see what Luka doing?
You see what Joker doing?
See what Luka doing?
You see what Joker doing?
You see what Luka doing?
I don't see what Luka's doing.
I don't see.
because they not on national. But I see what the Joker's doing.
Yeah, Luka going crazy.
Yeah, I see the stats.
Yeah.
But I don't see the wins adding up.
Okay, you talking about the team or what you talking about?
I see what Luka doing. I look at the stats,
yeah,
but I don't
Luka.
See.
I'm talking about Luka. I ain't say the Mavericks.
They got to win, though. They got to win.
Yeah, they did, too.
They not going to win, bro.
Put some Caymans on it. You I fit
on Dallas team right now.
Stop trying.
Go out there and shoot threes and play no defense.
No, you don't. You don't fit
I can go out there
shit.
And do that right now.
No, you don't. You don't fit on no Mavericks.
You
can't.
Why can't I?
Stop acting like you can just
I can make some threes.
Put a jersey on, go out here and you good.
I can make some threes and not play defense. That's what they do.
The G League niggas going to bone you, nigga.
Man, you crazy.
Man.
You crazy.
You can't get 10 in the game right now.
On the Mavericks, I can.
No.
Right here,
I love you. I love you, Lord. You can't.
Their philosophy is no
I love
defense
you, Lord. You cannot.
And shoot threes.
No, Lord. No.
I can go out there and do that.
No, it's not. You cannot get a bucket in the league.
Man, you crazy.
Right now.
Right now, today.
Stop.
If I take this mic off and put a shorts on and a shirt, I can go out there and get a bucket in the league.
10-day P.
You crazy.
I love you, Lord. I love you.
Crazy.
Hey, listen, if you got a friend out there, you love him, tell him real shit. You can't, Lord.
He ain't talking to me. You're talking to church.
You can't get a bucket in the league right now.
I can get a bucket in the league
right
now.
No, you cannot.
You crazy.
You can't go to the G League right now and get 20.
I can't get 20. I'm not
right.
even.
Right, okay.
I'm not
so
even
you in. Can't go to the league and get nothing. Can you score? Can you get 10 in the G League? Okay, you can't get a bucket in the league.
Maybe fouling too much in the G League. I get 10.
Look,
I get 20
real.
In the G League.
It's real.
I'm
if
too
you love
smart.
Your friends,
my IQ
tell
too
real
high.
Shit.
My IQ too high for them G Leaguers.
Look.
I get 10 free throws.
All that 89 shit. All that 89, 92 shit, that ain't going. they ain't going, P. You
listen,
gotta get
bro,
some.
My shit ain't
can you
89.
Triple step back? Can you
my
triple
shit
step back?
My shit ain't 89 because I was step backing in the early 2000s. They just started doing
Lord,
it.
Lord, you got that 89. They on that, P.
I ain't they not on my shit. That 89.
We out. We out. That's it, Ken. That's it.
They not going.